This is WSKG News. An ethics reform measure approved by the New York legislature at the end of this year's session still doesn't have Governor Cuomo's signature, and some good government groups say it shouldn't. Karen DeWitt tells us why.
During a year where both former leaders of the legislature were sentenced to lengthy prison terms after they abused their sources of outside income, Governor Cuomo said he'd seek to strictly limit lawmakers' ability to earn extra pay. Cuomo also proposed closing a campaign finance loophole involving limited liability companies that factored heavily in the corruption trials. But the governor could not win agreement on either issue. He instead introduced a measure to force independent expenditure groups made legal under the U.S. Supreme Court Citizens United decision to more fully disclose their donors and relationships with candidates. Cuomo spoke about it earlier in the year.
You can't share staff. You can't share an office. You can't share non-public information. You can't knowingly both happen to hire the same media man and or media woman. That's what the law would do.
Most New York candidates do not rely on super PACs for funding. The final bill, passed in the middle of the night on a Friday in late June, also included requirements for small, not-for-profit groups. They'll have to more fully disclose all of their donors. The threshold for groups having to disclose their donors to the state's ethics panel was lowered from groups spending $50,000 a year to advocate for an issue to groups now spending just over $15,000 each year. Any donor who gives more than $2,500 would need to be reported, compared to the previous limit of $5,000. Government reform groups say that provision would have a chilling effect on the ability of small organizations to lobby state government. Susan Lerner is with Common Cause.
Here, what we don't have is a balancing between the public's need to know and First Amendment and privacy rights.
Common Cause already makes public all of its donors on its website and so would not be affected. But it might make it harder for the group and other government reformers to band together with smaller interest groups to try to change government and clean up corruption. Reform groups were harshly critical of Cuomo and the legislature during the 2016 session for failing to enact more fundamental changes that could curb what they say is a rampant pay-to-play culture. Lerner could not comment on whether the new bill is payback for their actions, but she says the super PAC bill is largely a distraction.
This is such a huge missed opportunity and such a deflection. Public corruption and the question of ethics in Albany is at the top of everybody's list. Poll after poll shows that voters care tremendously about corruption in Albany. And this bill is not designed to address the root of the problem. There's nothing in it that deals with the legislature. There's nothing in it that deals with the governor or the executive. It's all about somebody else.
A spokesman for Governor Cuomo, Rich Azzapardi, in a statement essentially accused Common Cause and others of being hypocrites. Everyone is all for transparency, except when it comes to them, Azzapardi said. Lerner says even the new super PAC regulations do not go far enough. In New York City and in some neighboring states, super PACs are required to clearly disclose their funders in their television ads. New York State's legislation does not require that. The bill has been sent to Governor Cuomo. He's expected to act on it soon. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.